Now, let's move on because I'm delighted to be joined on the line by Deirdre Bradley. Deirdre is the HSE Spark Innovation Fellow, but she is also a former neonatal speech and language therapist. And she's here to talk to us about a very interesting initiative that's being rolled out by the HSE called Baby Talk. So, Deirdre, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Deirdre, for having me on to speak about Baby Talk today.
Well, it's great to have you. Well, first of all, just tell us a little bit about this initiative. What's it all about and who is it aimed towards?
Absolutely. So Baby Talk is a cross-setting team. We are speech and language therapists, nurses, paediatricians, librarians and other key stakeholders working with babies who are either born very early or unwell and who are in neonatal units throughout the country. So this initiative is bringing all of these people together to work for our very early and very unwell babies. And our purpose is to promote reading, speaking and singing for these babies. So very simple concepts, but which have a huge impact on our babies. So as many of you know, babies are born with additional challenges that mean they need to stay in hospital, sometimes for up to 4 or 5 months at birth. And during this time, traditionally our focus is very much on medicine, life-saving initiatives and all of those key things to get babies home from hospital. But this brought additional challenges for babies and their families. Babies are separated, unfortunately, from parents and from siblings, grandparents and the community for long periods of time. And during this time, they're missing out on key communication. They're not getting the same opportunities as their peers who are born well and born at full term and get home quickly. So this research is based on work that was coming out of the University of Stanford, that really simple concepts of reading, singing and language opportunities can play a huge role in promoting good outcomes for the babies, but even more so for their families, and by training families and putting them as experts in their own baby's care, we can have a huge impact on their long-term speech and language skills, their learning, their literacy, their love of music, their love of books. So the opportunities are endless with the Baby Talk programme.
And I suppose that some babies, if they are born prematurely, can be in hospital for weeks on end or maybe even longer, and they do miss out on that interaction with their parents and their other family members who might be reading to them, singing to them, interacting with them.
Absolutely, Deirdre. So if we babies, our babies, fortunately, as healthcare has improved, our babies are surviving that are born earlier and earlier. But some babies born at 24 weeks gestation will face at least 4 months additional in hospital at birth. And as you say, they're not at home and playing and hearing and compared to what they would if they were gone home well. So the research was showing that babies were missing out on 5 times the language that their peers were. They're in mum's tummies hearing parents' voices and then born early into the world with additional challenges and the stress of that. So what we've worked on with this is encouraging parents to come in to read with their babies while holding their babies. We also have an initiative where we record audio. So parents, siblings, grandparents, the wider community can record stories which are played to babies during times of stress or played at night time for bedtime hour so that they're hearing that there's so much more we could do for these babies. We've got 6,000 babies annually going into neonatal units, and in terms of getting their best outcome and getting them as robust and well as quickly as we can at home, this was a huge intervention that was required.
And of course we all, like I suppose a lot of older people in particular will think, sure, what's the point in reading a story to a baby? What's the point in singing to a baby? Sure, they don't know what's going on. But all the research now shows that even from very, very early on, They can pick things up. They're so aware of our facial expressions, the smell of their parents, the voice of their parents, all of that.
Absolutely, Deirdre. We know that for neurodevelopmental, which is their brain development, that what they're hearing and what babies are exposed to from the first moments of life are key for their long-term brain development. And there's some really interesting statistics. For example, babies from day one, if they're hearing 5 short snippets of books or speech from their parents, will have been exposed to 1 million more words by the time they're starting school. So it's never too early to start with our babies. We know that getting in there care early and starting, as you say. A lot of people would say, why not wait till the babies can talk? It's absolutely too late then. The time is to start. Realistically in pregnancy, but certainly in the neonatal unit, once baby is born, that is the time to get going from that neurodevelopmental piece, not to mention the bonding and the infant and parental mental health improvements that come with it.
And even if you're a terrible singer, it's still a good idea to sing to your baby.
Absolutely. So what was interesting when in Drogheda, where we started this in Our Lady of Lourdes, when we did our initial audit, we had no singing. So in our audit, we had no parents singing to their babies, nor no staff. As we say, we were all conscious of our singing voices. But actually, it's the tone, it's the tune, it's babies recognise particularly their parental voices from having been in the tummy, they know those voices. So it doesn't matter if we're not good singers, it's more the voice for those babies to settle them. And we have lullabies, and we've got music therapists coming on stream to support with this. It's more the how we're doing as opposed to the tune of our voices and our skill set. And, you know, we also have some really lovely, they're called Tony Boxes, that have lullabies available to support parents. So we find ourselves humming along in all sorts of tunes and tones with our babies to support that settling, the voice, the music and the message. And overall, it leads to a really, really lovely atmosphere in neonatal intensive care, which can often be a very stressful, overwhelming environment for parents as well as their babies.
Absolutely. Sounds like a fantastic idea. Just before we let you go, Deirdre, where would be the nearest unit, neonatal unit to Kerry, or maybe even in Kerry, yeah, where this will be rolled out?
That's a really good question, Deirdre. So we have 19 neonatal units that are coming on board. Now, we've already got fabulous work going on throughout Munster, throughout the hospital in Cork, through Kerry, that are really working on particularly the reading strands with this. So we'll see more of this coming on stream across the 19 units. And particularly Cork and Kerry are already championing these initiatives. And the idea is that we'll bring it out into the community, into the local libraries, continue music in those library settings for the babies, for their parents, their grandparents, you know, a real community initiative. And I should mention as well, we're also supporting parents speaking all different languages. It's not just English with this, of all different backgrounds, of literary interests, of musical interests. So this should be embedded very soon throughout Munster as part of that national rollout from antenatal, neonatal and right into the community. So an exciting time, and we would encourage everybody to get involved in this. Let's move towards, as a society, less screens for our babies, more interaction through reading, speaking and singing, and a huge well done to all the units who've already got involved in this initiative.
Yeah, well said, Deirdre. Listen, great to talk to you, and it's a very, very interesting initiative. Thanks a million for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks so much for the opportunity. Take care.
Take care. That is speech and language therapist there, Deirdre Bradley, talking about the new Baby Talk initiative. This is aimed at babies who were maybe born premature, who spent maybe days, weeks, perhaps even months in neonatal units, and the importance of hearing their parents' voices, the importance of them hearing stories, songs, all of that, reading to them. I'm just wondering, is there anybody out there who used to sing to their baby? What did you sing? I'm just curious about that. I think a lot of people sing to their babies, and the grandparents in particular. And what was your lullaby of choice? Or was there a particularly, was there another tune that you liked to sing to your baby? There's a question for you now this afternoon.